Hi there. This is a piece of audio content that is only available in full over at patreon.com/ElwoodCityLimits. We wanted to give you a little bit of a preview to show you what you might be missing out on. You can join us for as little as $1 under the pay what you want model at patreon.com/ElwoodCityLimits and get access to over dozens of hours of content, including every episode of For the Kids, a PBS Kids podcast. We appreciate you listening, whether you're a patron or whether you're listening on the free feed. You're under no obligation to join, and thank you very much for checking out this preview. But if you'd like to know what these episodes and extra content sounds like, here's a little bit of a sneak peek. But now, I do want to leave a little bit of room here, because these are things that we've talked about on Elwood City Limits before, and that's the urban legends around Bob the Builder. I think we got into this a little bit when talking about Barney, but you brought it up already, Lucas, the no we can't phenomenon. This is something that maybe kids your age and a little younger, if they were feeling a little twisted, a little Joker-fied maybe, that's how you respond instead of, can we fix it? Yes, we can.
I spoke a little bit about this. I had already aged out of Bob the Builder. It wasn't for my intended age group and many of my peers at the time as well. And I think that we watched an episode today, the kind of earnesty of Bob the Builder, I would almost describe it like an incessant positivity. Bob himself doesn't really have a character besides his can-dude attitude. And so it starts to overwhelm you. Like, it's like hitting you over the head just with this positivity to the and kind of like saccharine, like sickly sweet, like, oh yeah, you could do anything, you could accomplish your dreams. So, you know, if you're 10, there's nothing more rebellious than when Bob the Builder asks you, can we fix it? And because they always can, it's always very obvious that they can't fix it, to say, no, Bob, in my opinion, you cannot fix it. No, we can't.
I'm going to put in the Patreon description, there's a very funny Reddit thread when you search for Bob the Builder, no, we can't. And it's like, hey, kids who said no, we can't, when Bob asks, can we fix it? Like, how are you doing? And some really funny responses in there. There's also like a Bob the Builder diss track that I found, and I messaged that to you
hilarious.
Earlier today.
Yes, I'm glad you found that and I listened to it. That was very funny. How many views does that video have? Wait, just a second here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's, you just kind of have to take a listen to it. Again, I'll make sure the link is in the description.
Only 4K views. I feel like we could put some people on to Whale Thumbs Bob the Builder diss track.
Absolutely. The other thing that I wanted to mention here, which is an urban legend I ran into in the wild when I was much younger. I remember, I think I was in grade 9, and a friend of mine told me that there was an episode of Bob the Builder where Bob totally swears. Like, he totally says the F word on TV. And I was like, that's, no, it, like, no. Like, I didn't, obviously, I didn't know any better, but I was just like, no, that's not true. I looked it up. There is actually a little bit of fire to this smoke. Whoa. So in 2001, the show was involved in what several UK publications call a swearing probe, because there was an episode called Wallpaper Wendy, which was part of the Bob the Builder Christmas video, and it sounded like Bob was swearing when he gets tangled up in wallpaper. I tried to find as many clips of this specific instance as I can. I listened to it. It doesn't really sound like it. Like, it's just Bob kind of muttering, and you could maybe sort of hear something, but I had to be prompted of like, this is totally what he's saying. Or like, there was a video on YouTube that's just like, that kept playing it and pausing, and it was like, do you hear it? And I'm like, no, I don't hear anything. What are you talking about? So, but there was a little bit of concern from parents. Again, this is in the early 2000s, before TiVo or DVR or any of this stuff. So it's like, you would have to continually rewind the VHS cassette and try to find what you just assumed you heard swearing. But kind of no, but I was very surprised to hear that there was actually something to this, and my friend wasn't totally lying to me.
Okay, that's going to do it for now, but we will see you next time on Elwood City Limits, or at patreon.com/ElwoodCityLimits if you decide to join us. Thank you very much, and have a great week.